Hello, welcome back to Magic Woods. This story is called The Pumpkin of Magic Woods, Part 2. Well, in the last story, Kitty had just run into the dark woods, leaving Bunny and Doggy alone in the field. And Doggy shook his head sadly and he said, "Oh, I'm gonna miss that kooky karate kitten." Bunny said, "Oh, we can't just let her go by herself, Doggy. We need to go after her. She may need our help." Doggy said, "Okay, I'll try to be brave. All right, let's go." So they held hands, paws, and crossed the dark field and walked into the forest together. It was darker under the trees and cooler. A thick layer of orange pine needles carpeted the forest floor, muting the sound of their footsteps. And tall black pricker bushes nestled thickly in the shadows. There were weathered skeletons and scraps of tattered cloth hanging from the thorny tangles.
Yee.
And Bunny looked up in awe at the mighty trees, and she said, "Wow, it looks like some of these trees have been growing since the dawn of time." And Doggy rubbed his belly and said, "Oh, feels like I haven't eaten since the dawn of time." Bunny said, "What are you talking about? You just had a sandwich." Doggy said, "No, I only had one bite, and then we floated up into the air like balloons and came to this weird place." Bunny said, "Come on, Doggy, let's just find Kitty and try to get home." Well, they found Kitty just a few seconds later. She was inspecting a little run-down shack made of wood and stone. And outside the shack sat the remnants of a campfire and a big bowl full of dirty water. Kitty said, "See? Someone must live in this forest."
Doggy said, "Good. Maybe if they're friendly, they can invite us in for some food."
Kitty said, "Doggy, if you're still hungry, why don't you go rummage around for worms or grubs or something? It's not like you're picky."
Doggy said, "Okay."
So then Doggy sniffed around the forest floor for food. And he found two ropes lying on the ground, a green rope and a red rope. And he said, "Ooh, yum, tasty worms." But the ropes rose up like cobras. They were alive, and they said, "We're not tasty worms."
Doggy said, "Oh, are you yucky worms?"
They said, "No, we're just lowly ropes." Bunny said, "Well, nice to meet you, Mr. and Ms. Rope. I'm Bunny, and these are my friends, Kitty and Doggy."
And Doggy pointed to himself and said, "I'm Doggy."
Kitty said, "I think they could have figured that out." And the red rope looked around nervously and he said, "How did you three get here?"
Doggy said, "I can't quite remember. I think maybe we got kidnapped by a flying walrus, or maybe we hitched a ride on an underwater choo-choo train."
Bunny said, "What? No. We floated up into the air and then the world swirled around us and we just came here. We don't know how or why."
And the green rope said, "Oh, you should go back to wherever you came from now, quickly."
"Why?"
"Because our master might see you and he'll get very angry."
And suddenly a deep voice rumbled in the darkness behind them.
"How did you get here?"
The animals whipped around and saw a big, mean-looking jack-o'-lantern staring at them. He had triangle eyes and a triangle nose and a big smile full of sharp, chunky teeth. He looked a little like a plastic pumpkin for carrying Halloween candy, but he was made of space crystal, not plastic, and he was full of deadly pine cones, not candy.
Doggy said, "Oh, it's the Pumpkin of Magic Woods. I believe.
And the pumpkin glared at the animals, and fire burned in his eyes and inside his crystal body. And he said, "How did you get here? Did Mama help you?"
Doggy said, "Nobody's grandma helped us, I swear."
"I said Mama, not Grandma."
"Oh."
Bunny said, "Please, Mr. Pumpkin, we don't know anyone named Mama. We just floated here. We don't know how or why. We just want to go home." And the pumpkin was quiet for a moment, thinking. And the orange fire raged in his eyes.
And Doggy said, "Oh, are you mad at us, Mr. Creepy Pumpkin Dude? Because you sound angry, even though you're smiling."
The pumpkin said, "Quiet, foolish beast." And then he shot a pine cone out of the hole in the top of his head. Phew! And the pine cone hit Doggy. And turned him into a statue.
Bunny said, no!
And then Kitty leaped forward and went, Kitty karate, yeah, yeah! And kicked the pumpkin as hard as she could. Ow! But she just hurt her own foot. She couldn't hurt the pumpkin because he was made of space crystal.
And the pumpkin said, ropes!
Yes, master?
Throw the cat into the prickers.
And the rope zipped forward fast like lightning. And they wrapped around Kitty. She didn't even have time to defend herself. And then they threw her through the air. And Kitty landed upside down in a big black pricker bush. And she was stuck there. She tried to get out. But she couldn't. And the pumpkin said, those are magic pricker bushes. No one can escape them. You will stay up there until you die.
Bunny started to cry. Why are you doing this to us?
And the green rope said, probably, Miss Rabbit, because of the prophecy that says he will be killed by three talking animals from another world.
Quiet! Said the pumpkin.
The green rope said, sorry.
And the pumpkin looked at Bunny and said, now, Rabbit, I've thought of a use for you. If you do me a little favor, I may let you or one of your friends go.
Bunny said, what are you talking about? Doggy's dead.
And the red rope said, actually, all you have to do is throw water on him and he'll come back alive.
Quiet,
said the pumpkin. Sorry, master.
And Bunny pointed up at Kitty and said, and you said Kitty can never escape those prickers. And the green rope said, actually, all she has to do is say the magic word and the prickers will...
Silence!
Sorry, boss.
The pumpkin stared at Bunny. Well, Rabbit, will you help me or not? Kitty yelled down from the pricker bush, don't help him, Bunny. But Bunny didn't feel like she had a choice. Fine, Mr. Pumpkin, I'll help you if you promise to let both of my friends go.
We'll see, said the pumpkin, we'll see.
And then he glided into the forest. The ground roiled beneath him like a river of dirt, carrying him along. And Bunny and the ropes followed along behind. And Kitty yelled after them, no, Bunny, don't do it. But Bunny was already gone. While the pumpkin and his ropes led Bunny deep into the forest, to a huge crater where no trees grew, and the crater floor was littered with tiny crystals and bits of shiny, reflective metal. In the center of the crater stood a tall, silvery gray tower. The tower was lovely, unlike anything Bunny had ever seen. It almost looked like it was made of moonlight that had somehow turned solid. Actually, that's exactly what it was made of. There was a door at the foot of the tower and a window near the top. Otherwise, the structure was as smooth as glass. They stopped outside the tower door, and the pumpkin said, okay, Rabbit, I need you to take 2 silver crowns from the wizard who lives at the top of the tower.
Bunny said, a wizard? I don't know if I can steal something from a wizard.
The pumpkin said, don't worry, he is usually sleeping.
And the green rope said, and he's nice.
The pumpkin growled at his servant.
Bunny said, why don't you just get those crowns yourself, Mr. Pumpkin?
The pumpkin didn't answer, but the red rope said, he can't. There's a prophecy that says he will die if he goes into the room at the top of the tower.
And the pumpkin said, quiet!
Sorry, boss.
Besides, the prophecy can't be true. I am made of space crystal, the strongest stuff in the universe. Nothing can destroy me.
The red rope said, but best not to take chances, right, boss? Bunny gestured at the ropes.
Then why don't you just send your slithery servants to go up and get the crowns for you?
And the green rope said, he doesn't trust us.
Bunny said, fine, I'll do it. What do these crowns look like?
The pumpkin said, they are made of space silver. One crown is a space crystal full of green light on the front, and the other one has a space crystal full of crimson light.
Bunny said, okay then, here I go. She took a deep breath and stepped into the tower.
The red rope said, master, she did it. You're going to get the magic crowns back.
And the green rope said, the power to rule the universe will be back in your hands.
The red rope said, but he doesn't have hands.
Oh yeah.
Quiet, shouted the pumpkin.
Sorry, boss.
Bunny climbed the tower stairs, all 427 of them, to the room at the top.
She said, whew. That was a lot of stairs.
She marveled at the beautiful and intricate scene that was carved into the wooden door. It showed a little woman with wings. She appeared to be singing. Trees, flowers, and animals swirled from her mouth like wisps of cloud. And to Bunny's surprise, she realized she could understand the ancient writing carved into the top of the door, somehow. It said, "Mandalico says the word." Bunny thought, I wonder what that means. Who's Mandalico? What's the word? Well, if I ever get home again, maybe I can find out. For now, I've got a job to do. So she took a deep breath, opened the door, and peeked into the wizard's room. Tall shelves lined every wall, all the way up to the high ceiling. The shelves were full of books and trinkets and potion bottles. There was also a desk, covered in ancient scrolls, and a table with books and weird-looking instruments on top, and some cozy old armchairs. And there was a little man, about as big as Bunny, sleeping peacefully on a bed in the corner. Shifting rainbow hues coursed lazily through the space crystal he used as a pillow. Bunny walked over to the little man. He had a kind, handsome, sad face. He wore a multicolored robe decorated with zigzag stripes and mystic symbols. His black and white beard had grown so long that it trailed across the floor and around one of the table legs, like a vine. And Bunny thought, wow, looks like he's been sleeping here a long time. And she tried to wake him up. She said, "Sir, Mr. Wizard Man, please wake up. I need your help." But the wizard stayed fast asleep. And Bunny thought, he must be in an enchanted sleep. She looked all around the room for the crowns. She climbed the bookshelves and looked on every shelf. And she checked under the bed and on top of the desk and in the drawers of the desk. And she even checked the pockets on the old wizard's mystic robes. Nothing. No crowns. And then the pumpkin called to her from the crater floor below. "Well, Rabbit, have you found the crowns yet?" Bunny leaned out the window and called down to him. "No, they're not up here."
"Liar!"
Bunny rubbed her forehead and said, "I'm not lying. Can my friends and I go home now?"
"No, not until you find the crowns."
Bunny said, "But they're not here."
"Then you will stay up there forever."
"What?"
The pumpkin turned to his servants. "Ropes!"
"Yes, master."
"Guard this tower night and day. Never let the rabbit escape."
The green rope said, "Night and day? But it's always night here." And the red rope said, "Yeah, and what if we have to sleep or go to the bathroom?"
"Just do as I say."
"Sorry, master. Okay."
And then the pumpkin muttered to himself, "If the rabbit speaks the truth, then where can the crowns be?" And he glided out of the crater and into the forest, thinking. And up in the tower, Bunny slumped to the floor and started to cry. How would she and her friends ever get out of this mess? Well, that's the end of The Pumpkin of Magic Woods, Part 2. The next story is the last part of The Pumpkin of Magic Woods story. It's called The Pumpkin of Magic Woods, Part 3. Goodbye.